We are on Kufam and Aleph. And that's the Gemara, three lines at the bottom, Kufam and Aleph. Tanya Ramey Reimer, Bemidish are the Moided, Moided, and Loy. The way a person measures, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will measure him. Rashi says it's referring specifically to Tzedakah. Bemidish are the Moided, Rashi says the way he hands out Tzedakah. Just Rashi's learning it from the word Adam Moided. Rashi, Bemidish are the Moided, the mother of the Nazan Tzedakah La'ani, Maloy Chafnap, like if a person gives an Ani his full two palms, meaning the Ani can open two palms of his hands, and he fills it up with food things or whatever, money, whatever he gives him. I should say the other way. If a person gives his own two full hands to the Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Kaviyachu his own two hands for the person. Same way a person gave, so he will be given. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is Shiloh. The Gra has this as part of her mayor statement and has Rabbi Yehuda respond. The way we have the Girsa, it's not supposed to be Rabbi Yehuda, they changed it to Rabbi Yehuda anyway. The way we have the Girsa, it's Rabbi Yehuda asking and Rameyer responding. Either way, somebody is going to be questioning this statement that just said. Either Rameyer is self-questioning, saying over what he heard, questioning it, and Rabbi Yehuda is explaining it to him, or Rabbi Yehuda questioned it, and Rameyer explained it to Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm going to lead it the way we have it in our Girsa, even though the Gra has Rameyer continuing to speak and Rabbi Yehuda responding. And the way we have it, it's Rabbi Yehuda responding and then Rameyer responding back to him. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Is it possible to say such a thing? Are you saying that when a poor person gives a poor person his own two handfuls, in Eilam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to give the Kaviyachu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handful in Eilam HaBah? The whole sky is just the sign of a hand at length, meaning from the thumb to the pinky. And that's smaller than a Malay Chavnav. And that's the whole sky. How is a person going to receive so much schar? So Krashi, V'chayem Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Naisim La'adam Malay Chavnav, and the Yehu Lizbal Kokach. Person can't handle it. So Amalei Rabbi Meir, V'atei Yehmer Kein, and you don't agree to this? That's how we have our Girsa. According to the Gra, Rameyer questioned it, and Rabbi Yehuda says, V'ati Yatu Emerkein. Ezi Midi Maruba, Midi Taiva Midi Zbaranias. Which one does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give in a greater way? Good or bad? Habi Yatu, Midi Taiva. We find throughout Nach, that Midi Taiva Maruba Midi Zbaranias. The Dessler explains the reasoning for that is, when a person does something good, he's attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Emes. Whereas a person does something wrong, he's not attaching himself to anything. He's becoming detached. And therefore, Midat Taiva is because of the attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the benefit of doing something good. So it's not only the action of the good, but it's the result of the attachment to Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes around by doing the mitzvah. Therefore, Midat Taiva is Merubah Mimidat Peranias. That's how Rav Dessler explains it. And I also saw a Hesber that I forgot from who, that the reason Tzedakah gets so much reward is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count the pennies you gave or the money you gave. He counts the life that the Ani increased, meaning the change in the Ani. The Ani's life is enhanced. It's life that you're giving him. Whereas the person that gave him a physical money, right? He gave him money. What he resulted from his money is someone's enhanced life. He's stronger, he's healthier, and that's what the person's getting rewarded for, not for the money, but for the consequence of the money, which enhanced the Ani's life. So he really gave a person an enhanced life, and for that he gets such a big reward. I saw one of the swarm say, I forgot who it was. Have you ever meet a type of Ruben meet his Peronis? A meet a type of Sivai Tzav Shchokim Yimal, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the skies from above, the Daoste Shemayim Pasach, opened the doors of the sky, Vayam Traleh Man Lecho, and he rained down Man. And on punishment it says the windows of the sky opened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens two windows for punishment and two doors for schar. Doors are four windows apiece, so two doors is eight windows. So Midat Taiva is greater than Midat Peranias. The Midat Peranias, right? Rashi, have I Midat Taiva Meruba Midat Peranias? The Rashi, the Midat Taiva says that lost ice. It says doors. Midat Peranias says arubais windows. The Dallas Gadol Maruba, and the Dallas is bigger. The Dallas Aruba is Yesh Bedallas. There are four windows in the door. One should not question, how can a person get reward? He gives a person the ability to accept midas baranias. He for sure gives a person the kayak to accept a midas taiva. That's the Gemara Baita. And what happens? The midas baranias say, "V'yatzu v'ratz robe pigri anoshim apashim bi." They will go out and they will see the bodies of those who rebelled against me. Kisolatam leisamos. The worms will never die. The isham leisichba. The fire will never extinguish. V'hayu deiroin l'chol basar. They will be a help.
Abhorrence
to all people. V'alei adam baishit etzboa ba'or ba'ilam azem miad nichba. How could a person tolerate so much fire? How could it be the isham leisichba? A body can't last in so much fire. Person puts his finger in fire and he has to jump out. How could it be a fire that isham leisichba? Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the ability to withstand the punishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives power in the tzaddikim to accept their good. And therefore, the question is, how can we accept it? The Rabbanu Shlomo will give us the ability to accept it. Now, the famous bar from the Sklana Rebbe, who was in prison, and he was in the middle of davening when he came upon this chat. This Sklana Rebbe is today's father. Baruch Geizer Mekayim. It says over there, Baruch Eimer V'Aisa, Baruch Geizer Mekayim. What is the difference between Eimer V'Aisa and Geizer Mekayim? So he said, the Pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in Gzeira, Rachman al-Islam, Mekayim gives him the ability to survive the Gzeira. Geizer Mekayim, that's how he touched it. And that's basically what the Gemara is saying here, but in a different way. Is that whatever a person is supposed to get, the Rabbi Hashem gives him the ability to withstand, if that's what he's supposed to do. So, even if by Piranias this happens, Koshkin by Midat Taiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the ability to tolerate and handle the Midat Taiva. I want to issue a disclaimer here. At the end of the day, I will not give any psak lahalacha. There are many different shittas in Rishayim, and I myself am not clear in the exact practical application of this halacha. The Gemara is going to be dealing with the issue of reading Svarim Chitzayim. Now, Svarim Chitzayim definitely encompasses Sifrei Minus, Svarim that deal with other religions and deal with people that deny that Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Rishayim referred to Aristotle as Sifrei Minus. The Be'er Sheva asks, how could Rambam learn Aristotle? L'chayre et Sifrei Minus. So he says that it's only when a person learns them to learn what it says, not when he learns them, so he should be able to refute them. The Rambam's learning it was to understand what they're saying so he could refute them. That was his purpose, and that's why he says the Rambam doesn't paskin kair besvarach chitzayinim, because it depends on why you're doing it, and therefore he left it out. The Gemara, however, will also go on to other books that are not necessarily minus. Some rishayinim, Yad Rama and others, learn that those are also minus. Because implied our lack of belief and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yad Ramah goes through, all the things the Gemara will mention, and shows that if it's misunderstood, it could be read as not trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he says it's Sifrei Minus, and he asks us to read with them at all. Other people say that when the Gemara is going to talk about the other Svarim, not Sifrei Minus direct, the Gemara is not going to be dealing with them as Sifrei Minus, the Gemara is going to be dealing with them as Bittul Taira. Reading of them is considered Bittul Taira, a waste of time. It doesn't enhance a person in any way, doesn't increase his parnas in any way. It's a waste of time, and waste of time is Bittul Taira. Some Rishayim learn that therefore it's usher to read them to Kriyas, but one can read them at temporary once in a while. Other Rishayim say one is not allowed to read them at all. Now there are very many practical applications to this child in the Gemara. And therefore, since I am not clear in the halacha l'maisa, I know there are different shittas in the Rishayim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that he should not read them the kriyas, but he can read them temporary once in a while, those that are not Sifrei Minus. Not like the Rishayim that consider these Sfarim Sifrei Minus as well. Again, but I'm not paskin halacha l'maisa. So at the end of the day, please don't ask me what the halacha is. My answer is, I don't know. I'm not 100% clear on the halacha l'maisa on this, so we're not learning this Gemara halacha l'maisa, we are learning this Gemara for the Gemara. I will mention again, there are many different shittas we show them how to apply it, I will repeat them as I go along, but I'm not going to carry this out. The Shulchan Aruch does paskin this, however there are many, many practical applications that one needs achrayim to paskin, and I'm not qualified, nor do I know the exact halacha l'maaseh. Rabbi Kiva, I have a kara b'svar machitzaydim. Tana b'sifrei tzedukim. The Braisa says it means b'sifrei tzedukim. Rashi. The Rashi, tzedukim shekayim from the kel chai, they deny the existence of the living God.
Rabbi,
the
Rambam doesn't put it in because
the Be'er Sheva says that the reason I spoke at the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva says the reason the Be'er Sheva is on the early Achronim. He says the reason the Rambam left it out is because the Rambam holds it depends on why you're doing it.
So have the Rambam clarify what you hold.
That's what the Be'er Sheva says. I understand your question. Rabbi Chanan learns that the reason it's usher is because it brings you to kfirah. So he already said a kaifer is usher. So therefore he doesn't have to say kaifer b'svarim achatzaydim because it brings you to kfirah, which is one of the things that Eilam Chalikon Mabah. So he doesn't have to mention it. Again, it's a kasha on that also, because the Gemara makes it sound that this is an isser and it's atzmias, even if it doesn't bring to kfirah. The way Rabbi Chanan is learning is the Rambam's understanding that it's only usher if it has consequences, which is a chiddush. Or one cannot do things that might have consequences. The Rambam should have spoken that out as well, so I don't have a better answer for you. I'm just talking up. I spoke at the Be'er Sheva's pshat, which is that the Rambam holds it's only depending on the purpose. The Rambam himself learned Sifrei Aristotle. The Rishonim consider Sifrei Aristotle a Sifrei Minos. So the question is, how could the Rambam learn it? He knew the Mishnah, Kayav Esfarim Kutzaynim. So they say if the reason is to know how to refute them and how to answer them, so people should be able to be, if somebody comes over with a claim, should know what to say, then it's not usher. People studying them for the sake of studying them, being knowledgeable, quote unquote, in comparative religions, that would become an usher. So, unless he's using it in a way to be able to damash etashim, in order to be able to respond to people who question him. That's how Be'er Sheva learns it, so that's the way I explained it. Yes.
It says about after Kohl, he did a modern motion.
Does that mean it's interchangeable?
What?
The
Gemara is translating Svarim Achitzaydim as Tzedukim. Sifrei Minim, the idea is Kfira. So, Kfira in any shape, color, size is Kfira. So, call what you want. The Rishonim call it Sifrei Minim, the Gemara calls it Sifrei Tzedukim. Rashi says, Shekayim from Bekel Chai.
But the belief in the Torah Shep Ksav, Tzedukim.
Right, so over here it says that they changed it because of the censor. That really didn't say Sifrei Tzedukim. It said Sifrei Minim. Right. It says Sifrei Minim. The Rif and the Rosh Agaris Minim, and they said that the censor changed it to Tzedukim. Because Minim means Christians, and therefore, in order to avoid controversy, it was changed. Now, this is the first Machlokes here. You're not allowed to read Sefer Ben Sira. Interesting, the Gemara is going to go through Sefer Ben Sira. I never read Sefer Ben Sira, I can't tell you what's in there. The Gemara will bring about 20 things that it says in Sefer Ben Sira to try to find why you can't read Sefer Ben Sira. So the Gemara is going to tell you, at the end of the day, why you can't read it, and quote the parts that you're not allowed to read. So, I'm not 100% sure how it works out at the end. But this is a machlokes. The Yadrama says Sefer Ben Sira is called Sifrei Minim. Now, the Gemara is going to say a lot of nice things. The Yadrama goes through each of the things and says, if misunderstood, it could become meanest. Therefore, one should not read it, unless you have the Gemara's translation to see what it really means, not what it implies that could be considered meanest. Other Rishonim say, no, the Gemara doesn't mean to say Sefer Ben Sira is Svarim Achitzaydim. It's not. You're not allowed to eat Svarim Achitzaydim, that's Eilam Chelik Leilam Abba. By the way, there's another Isser. To read things that are a waste of time in a Kriyasnik fashion is Usser, because of Vittel Torah. That's how the other Rishonim learn. Now, that's not Ein Lechev Lel Mabah. That's how they learn. Yad Ramah learns one way, they learn the other way. So it's a big machlokes Rishonim. That's why I said, I don't know. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, and again, I didn't go through this, but Ian seems to paskin the second way. That it's not Svarim Achitzaydim, it's not called Svarim Achitzaydim, but it's usher to read in a Kriyas Dikka basis. Again, this is not Ipsak Halach Lamaisa. I will not paskin Halach Lamaisa. I don't know how to paskin Halach Lamaisa, so we'll leave it alone.
Where does that fit in? Where does that come in that says that it's Bittul Torah? How do you fit that in?
I'm just telling you where I got it from.
I'm just saying very simply, and this is my humble opinion.
Well, I don't pick sides. My sheet is not to pick sides in Rishonim. But this machlokes b'shayim, stay out of the way and let them have their machlokes.
What I'm saying is, if every Friday night someone takes a newspaper.
Okay, do me a favor. Let's not halachalamize this in any way, fashion, or form. All those opinions about newspapers and everything else we'll leave off the table now. I really don't want to get practically involved. I'm serious. That's to give my advice. I'm a rabbi. Mike, maybe I read the newspaper. Maybe I don't want to hear it because of it. I don't want to get involved. I'm a rabbi. My time. Why can't you read Sefer Ben Sira? Elay mentioned the Sibbeit says there they sintish gildanim udnei. Do not skin a fish from its ear. Do a lezu mashkel lechavala. You shouldn't waste its skin. Elotzali yasei benura, roast it in fire. Ve'echo be'tartin gritzin, and you'll be able to eat two pieces of bread, two loaves of bread, with the skin as the dip. So, imi pashte, if you want to learn it simple pshat, so it's telling you don't waste usable material. So, what's wrong with that? And the Torah also says, don't do bal tashchis. So that's what Ben Sira is saying. Don't waste the skin of a fish. There's machlokes tupshat and Rashi, either even the skin of the ear, or you used to skin the fish from the ear. Whatever way you want to learn, the bottom line is Ben Sira is saying, don't waste money. Whatever is usable, use. So what's wrong with that? The Torah says it. Ella, Imid Rasha, if you're going to tell me that he's trying to tell you a drush, not to use things in their wrong form, use things in the way they're normally supposed to be used, which is, don't live with a woman. A person should not live with his wife, not to live with her in the not normal way, right, from the back instead of from the front. That's what he's coming to say. So, he's telling you the normal thing. Let me show you back. He's telling you a good idea. What's wrong with that? So, again, we have two ways to understand Ben Sira. Did he mean Pashup Shah, don't waste your money? So that's the Torah. If he's telling you don't abuse, don't use things in their wrong form of use, which is a nice advice, which is a good idea. So what's wrong with learning that? Catch up with Rashi. The Rashi, Masipshit Gildan of Idnate, Kalimele Sitl Eirei Shel Dag, do not remove the skin of a fish, Hafilam Al Azma, even from the top of the ear. The Shatam Mamsida Eir, you're ruining the skin. The Azu Mashchil Lachavala, the skin will go for waste, Vavsida Vavseda for a loss. Roast it in fire. You can roast the skin of the fish with the fish. You'll be able to eat two loaves. The lifton will be the dip with shtei chalos. Gildana shem hadag. Gildana is the name of the fish. Don't skin a gildana from its ear. Meaning, don't even waste the skin of the ear. Why does it say it's ear? Because you usually skin a fish from its ear, so it says don't start skinning it from its ear, but it's referring to the whole skin, not just to the skin of the ear. There is a machloikus, achroinim of a dying from a machloikus from two different rishaynim, a machloikus of whether you're allowed to do bal tashchus or the pachas mishava putam. The Medayik from Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva that says that a person shouldn't waste the Shavu Prut, got the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah. And I read him a Medayik from there that it's only something that's worth at least a Pruta. There's no Baal Tachkos and a Pachos Mishavu Pruta. And from a Sefer Chassidim, the Medayik, that there is a Baal Tachkos and a Pachos Mishavu Pruta. Can you waste something that's worth? We live in such a wasteful society that if we had to be either Baal Tachkos and a Pachos Mishavu Pruta or even on a Shavu Pruta, I mean, what we throw out, Terry says we don't use it anymore, so it's not considered bal tashchis. But in those days, nothing went to waste. Everything was used. So therefore, anything wasted was bal tashchis. Today, we are in a disposable society, and we don't reuse things, and therefore, since we don't reuse things, it becomes not bal tashchis because it's not the derech to reuse. Imi pashte, imi mashmi usse kumatamas. If you're worried about Pashup Shat, the right dynamics of it, sitting in the Torah. The Livish Lake Darka, the Ain Hogan Lo Adam Lushanus is Darka. It is not proper to change way. Behind the Kamer Udne. So it says Udne, don't skin the fish from its ear. That's not the way it's normally skinned. Meaning, skin it normally, don't do the not normal. That's what it's saying. Now, this is a big shaila. Is it Asur or Mutter for a husband to live with his wife, Shalai Kadarka? They were trying to bring contradictions. The Rambam paskins that it's Mutter if a guy is not Mashka, is not Maitzi Zera. is not mighty zera, the actual act of yish lekadarka would not be prohibited by husband and wife. Not recommended, but it's not usher unless he's mighty zera. The other rishonim that are more lenient than that, but that's the halacha lemaisa. That's the way to say it's a pasul shulchan aruch that it's mutter if he's not mighty zera, but it shouldn't do it b'derech kviyas because that would be wrong anyway. But again, it's just theoretical what the halacha is.
That's Kona
Anisha, isn't it? Yes, it's a Mia. It's 100% a Mia. It's an Arayat, it's Chayim Mitzah, 100%.
What kind of books are this? Is it like a self-help book? Or
this Ben Sira was written, Agada says, this is controversial whether it's true or not. Some Rishayim reject this out of hand, Rishayim. And some Rishayim said it's true. Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyah Navi. The reason he's not called Ben Yirmiyah is because since it's not supposed to be read, it's a bizarre for Yirmiyah if we would mention his name. Sira, I didn't figure it out, is supposed to be Gematria Yirmiyah. That's what some say. Some say, and Frank Kamal Agada. Also included in this Ben Sira, the Taz brings this, is that Ben Sira was impregnated through a Ambati. He was conceived through Ambati. Again, the Rishayim say, and Sayyim Chamal Agada on this, but this is the Taz brings it, I think. This is Ben Sira. So, it's a safer of Eitzus Musar. It's a question whether they should make it Ksuvim or not, and they decided it wasn't Ruach HaKadosh because it has wasted things in there. And Lamaisa, it is considered something that we tell people not to read. Now, this is Machlokes Rishayim. Yad Ramah says, it's Sifrei Minas. And he goes through everything the Gemara mentions and shows why people could go off the derech by following, listening to Ben Sira. And other Mishnayim say the Gemara doesn't mean to call it Sifrei Ketzayinim. The Gemara means to say, besides Sifrei Ketzayinim, you shouldn't be wasting your time.
Is this an example of something that's not good?
Well, no. So far we haven't found what's not good. So far we said this is okay.
Let's get an example of...
Well, it's going through Ben Sira to find out what's wrong. Again, we're going through Ben Sira. I don't know whether they're going in order. I don't know how the Gemara is going about it. Gemara picks something and says, is this wrong? No, it's not. Is this wrong? No, it's not. Is this wrong? No, it's not. Whether it was a real Havamina or not a real Havamina, I don't know. So that's the Gemara writes. El Mishum Nechsev, the following statement might be what's wrong. Vasla Avia, a daughter for her father, Matmuna Shav, is a treasure, is a false treasure. Thinks it's a treasure, but it's a treasure that comes with a price. How does he translate Matmuna Shav? False treasure? Because of the fear of her, he doesn't sleep at night. Laishan Balaila, he doesn't sleep at night. The Katnusa, when she's young, Shemetispata. He's worried that somebody will seduce her. Then Arusa, when she gets older, she's already old enough to make her own decisions rationally, Shemetisna. She might decide to be Mizana. Old enough to make decisions, not old enough to make right decisions. We would call that teenage years. Bagra, when she becomes older than that, which in halakha means 12 and a half, Shemalei Tinasa, she might not find the shidduch. Nisus, when she does get married, Shemalei Yula Banam, people worry she might not have children. It seems that for sons, people don't worry. Sons will take care of themselves. Daughters, they are concerned about. Hiskina, once she gets older, she already has children, Shematasik Shafim, women have a tendency to go into witchcraft. And therefore the father worries, my daughter shouldn't be one of the ones to go into witchcraft. In fact, the Gemara, what's wrong with that statement? Harabbanan Amiyam Ruah. The Rabbanan referred to that. It's impossible to have a world without males and without females. Asher Mishabanam Scharim, I love Mishabanam the Gavis. Lucky is the one that has boys, and not lucky is the one that has girls.
That's the reason.
So, so the Chazal said the same thing. So, as the Mepharshim speak out, there's a mitzvah to have a girl. The Teretz is, if a person can have a lot of children, let him have a lot of boys and have his one girl, instead of having a lot of girls and his one boy. Rashi. So to Rashi, Layishon, any other Lushin, he can't sleep. Tana Kadim, Shavish, Shnei Saris, before she brings Shnei Saris. Narim, Shavish, Shnei Saris, Shir, B'Shachar, Alavim, when she brings Shnei Saris, until the black goes over the white, meaning the hair around her private area is already more dark than not dark, meaning black over the skin, which is white. Harihiba Garis. Benarusa Shabbatism, Shabagra Ruyal in the Suan. Once she's Mbagra, she's married to the Suan. That's why Lachi Amish Laitinase. By Nara, she's not ready for the Suan. We're afraid that she's mature enough to do the wrong thing. By Vagras, she's mature enough to do the right thing, but she might not find somebody to do the right thing with, which is marriage. That's included. I'm just reading this Gemara. Now, the Meiri learns be the Bun of Zechariah and Bun of Nekevus not this way, and it would not fit into this Gemara. Miriam Baba Basra, I believe, says Misha Bun of Zechariah means his sons are complete themselves, and Misha Bun of Nekevus means his sons don't reach Shlemus. Ashrei Misha Bun of Zechariah Oilei LeMisha Bun of Nekevus. Right? That his sons don't reach Shlemus. They don't make themselves out of it. They end up being not complete. That's what but that wouldn't fit into this Gemara. Now the word ben, you know, in Lashon Kodesh, this is a common occurrence. In Lashon Kodesh, the word for the total is the word for the main part of the total. Day is yayim. They light part of the day is also yayim. Yayim is a 24-hour period. Yayim is the daylight part of 24 hours. Shabbos means a week. Shabbos is Shabbos. And you call the total by the main part. Right? You call yayim daylight because that's the main part of the 24-hour period. You call Shabbos a week because the main part of the week is Shabbos. That's what happens. Ben means son. Ben means child. Because of the two, the Ashrei Misha Bun of Zecharim makes that the main child, so to speak. And therefore, the total Bunim can mean children. Bunim can mean sons. That's how it works in Lashon Kodesh. Don't think about it. Elu Mishum Dachsev from the following written. I once told a friar person who was giving me a hard time with this male Shabbat. I asked him when he wants to say he has a beautiful car, does he say he's a beauty or she is a beauty? He has a beautiful boat. Does he say he or she? And I said, when you refer to the Rabbanish level, do you say he or she? I said, because implicit in human language is he is a power and she is a dependent. You don't call a boat a he because a boat has no power. Your boat. You possess it. So it's a she. That's the way it is. And that's the way it'll be. So that's the Metzias of Lashon that came from Me'isha Lukacha Zais. The reason she's called a woman is because she came from man. So that's implicit in the language, and that's the way it's going to be. So therefore, the main power will always be, the Banim will be the sons, and then will be the Banites, will be part of Banim, because Me'isha Lukacha Zais. That's the Gemara Bait. Elam Mishum Dachsev. Do not bring worry into your heart. The gavra givra katlo. I think it means the strong ones of the men it killed. Can I have some help?
Sorrow has killed mighty men.
What?
Sorrow has killed mighty men.
Right, gavra givra means mighty men katlo davya. Sorrow has killed them. Worry has killed them. I would translate daiga not as sorrow, but as worry. I don't know why he translates it as sorrow. Rashi says daiga. So what's wrong with that? Hashlai me'amra. Daigi b'levish. The person has a worry. Yes. Now the pasuk says, daigi b'levish, I want to read it correctly, is yashchena. What does yashchena mean? Rabami v'rabati. Chalama yashchena midaitai. Yashchena, he should be mesiach das. He should remove it. Chalama yashchena l'achirim, he should tell it to somebody. Who will help him deal with it, and even telling it to somebody by itself will help him vent. That will remove a lot of the daiga. So we see daiga is not healthy. Worries are not a healthy thing to have. So what's wrong with Ben-Sira telling me that?
It's come from word siach, tell.
Either from hetach hadas or siach from telling. Right, one of the two. Rashi, davya daiga, zakta gemara. What was the havamina? I don't know the Havmina in many of these things. I mean, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. The passage that says, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Lucky is the person that's frightened. The Gemara asked the Kasha. And the Gemara answers, why would the different Tyrek say? That's only if a person should worry whether he kept mitzvahs or not. I'm sorry? It is not sorrow. I don't know why in the world he translates it as sorrow. Daiga is worry, not sorrow. Rashi says Davya Zayga. I don't argue with Rashi. Granted, Davya usually means sorrow, but Rashi here says Davya means Zayga. So why am I going to be smarter than Rashi? Worry is unhealthy. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now what the Havmina was that worry is healthy, I'm not sure. Dr. Gemara, Elam Shem Duchsiv Mena Rabin Mitech Beisecha. The next thing we will try. It says, keep many, the multitude, from your house. V'loy HaKal Tavio Beisecha. And even those who you do bring to your house, don't bring them on a constant basis. Keep them out of the house. Keep them, meet them out of the house. Those who you have to meet, don't bring them in on a constant basis. Most of the time, keep them out of your house. Rabbi said the same thing. The Tanya Rabbi Yomel Oilam a year, but Adam Reim but then Beis. A person should not bring a lot of friends into his house. Shnem Ishrayim, Ishrayim leHisraya. A man with a lot of friends ends up fighting. Meaning, I think the reason for this is Rashi doesn't say why. Rashi doesn't say why Manam Mitzech Beisecha. Why not bring him into the house? I think it because it arouses. See, it doesn't mashma because of just reasons. It doesn't say so here, at least. Could be that it's kinna, jealousy gets aroused, people come into your house, they become shtickle balabatim, they start to feel like it's theirs, and it's not healthy for relationships to have a friend think that he owns your house. I think. Does Archko say a reason in the bottom why this is bad? Rashi doesn't say anything here. What? Well, that's what Rashi says. I just don't know why. Rashi mina rabim aysim shein l'cho esek imam. Those you don't have business with. Mana mitech beisecha. Now the answer Kashi says v'hi aniim b'nei beisecha, and it says also a person should have tamid chachamim in his house. So there are those that learn the Masha that beisecha means your inner sanctum. Everybody in his house has his place where he has people in. And then there's that place where it's only for family. That the loy hakol tavya beisecha means even those who enter your house, and it might be kedai to have in your house, v'yaniyim b'nei beisecha, tamid hachamim, you keep them in your house, but there is a place in your house that's only for you and your family. That's the inner part of the house. That's how the Mashra seems to learn to resolve this apparent question. Even those you have business with, don't bring him constantly to your house. Speak outside with them. A person has a lot of friends. They do bad to him. He ends up fighting with them. And for the Gemara, that's interesting. The Gemara is going to find the reason it's bad. You're still not supposed to read it. The Gemara is going to tell you why it's bad. I'm not 100% sure at the end of the day why you can't read it. You know now what's bad. You know what's bad. You won't read it. You'll skip that part. And the Gemara's going to say later on, there's nothing wrong in figuring out the good things. I don't know. Alam Mishum Dukhsiv. By the way, I once saw a Sefer Ben Sira printed, but I'm not sure if it's the original Ben Sira or not. It could be that somebody took everything that he heard about Ben Sira and added in what he wanted to and called it Sefer Ben Sira. I don't know how much. What? There's no art school on Ben Sira. There's a little section here that's bad, about 5 lines. No, but it tells us the inside. You have a book that has 5 bad lines, it's a bad book. That's what it's saying.
Why does most of those press
what?
Why does most of those press
do Ben Sira?
Yeah.
It says it's us to read.
But read, do it the right way.
Allah Mishim Dafib. The following thing. Zaldukan Kurtaman. One who has a thin beard is sharp. Abdukan Saksakan. Thick beard means he's foolish. What's the shot in that? Based on the following logic, that a guy who thinks is pulling on his beard will thin out his beard. And a guy who doesn't think, never plays with his beard, ends up having a thick beard. So therefore, thick beard is a sign of foolishness, and a thin beard is a sign of a guy that thinks he's a chacham.
Everybody's looking around the room
now. That's, Chazal Fio has no redeeming value. has no redeeming value. And therefore, that's wrong. The next thing. The nafach b'kasei loy tzachi. One, when you serve him a drink, blows the bubbles away, that means he ain't thirsty. The person that's thirsty, he has no time to play around with the bubbles. Now, again, Chazal feel that knowing that is not has no redeeming value. It might be nice human nature, it might be a nice topic of discussion, but as though Shaykh has said, why is it necessary to read this?
But what do you think?
One who blows at his cup is not thirsty.
Beer, he blows the...
It says beer? Rashi doesn't, it says, oof, yishibakaisa, the bubbles on the top, the foam, right.
You're not supposed to drink.
True, but you're supposed to put it in, the Gemara says in Chulin. I remember my echo lachma. The guy says, what am I going to dip my bread in? Lachma saved me to take the bread away. If he's hungry, he eats bread as is. If he's starting to look for his mustard and his ketchup, that means obviously he ain't too hungry. If he has time to go worry about what dip he's going to make himself, he ain't too hungry. You can take it away from him. Man de islam abarta bedikne, one who has, Parshat Rashi learns, means his beard is split into two and he has like a middle, median strip over here of air between two sides of his beard, that he's so bright that nobody will be able to overcome him. And this guy's really tugging at his beard. And therefore, it's created this break in his beard, and therefore, it's he's not. That's the parts of Ansira that have no redeeming value. I don't know if they're not true, but they have no redeeming value. There's no reason to know this. Makes no difference in an Anhaga. And therefore, it's something that people shouldn't be reading. Rashi.
Why
did he write that way? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
So I know. I'm changing another question. So you mean to be caught five lines that have no five things? People talk sometimes, they don't even make sense what you're saying. This is, every book is, every word is like a shit.
So here I went. I started off today and I said, what did I start off today? And I said it to you twice already because you wanted to bring the newspapers in, right? I said, this halacha l'maisa, I don't know how to pass this. I know that it's talked about. The Yadrima goes through this and shows that it's meanness involved in here. He does. He considers it a sifrei meanim. I don't know what he would do to our books. I mean, if this is sifrei meanim by the time he's finished with it, and it's Yadrima, he's a Rishon, I mean, he probably would see in a newspaper a lot more meanness. Beryl Wine, Rabbi Beryl Wine, always says over it, and the Mendel Kaplan, the Tzadik Lubavitcher, came to teach in Skokie, what's now called Skokie, was Miss Medrash Latira. He walked in, he didn't know a word of English. And the first day he was trying to teach American students, and it was not going well. The next morning he walked in with a newspaper. And he said, I'll make a deal with you boys. You teach me how to read the newspaper, and I'll teach you how to read a newspaper. He said, and that became a whole new thing. They became so dovek in him because he became their Rebbe. They taught him English, and he taught them Yerushalayim. That's exactly it. You teach me how to read the newspaper, and I'll teach you how to read the newspaper. So, I mean, the Yadrama would see a lot more meanness in the newspaper than he would see I don't know how to. That's why I said, it was Vaughn, others say, you're allowed to read them at periods, but you shouldn't be conveying them. You shouldn't make it clear. It's Vittel Tyra. You know, again, because Baruch Barron's whole shtick with college, he gets involved with this. Because in college, you have to read a lot of things that he holds, A, might be Sifrei Minim, B, might be Svarim that are a waste of time. He's not talking about the parts that you need for Parnassa. Parts you need for Parnassa, you need for Parnassa. He's talking about the parts you don't need for Parnassa. So this is what they talk about. Again, I don't want to pass this Halacha L'maisa. I am deferring to somebody who should ask somebody who knows this Halacha L'maisa. I don't, and therefore I'm deferring. That's why she... His beard is thin. He's very sharp. One who has a thick beard is a shaita. Anybody that's by barchana is a fool. I don't know what it means. I think anything that's said over there is foolish. Baba Basra. He blows the foam in his cup. He's not thirsty. Somebody says, what dip should I use? It means you ain't hungry. If he'd been hungry, he wouldn't be looking for ketchup. Man the islay mabai to bedikne. She's kind of machulik and mafutzel. It's split and scattered like the branches. The yesh ben shnei shvilos to mimaver. There's like a pathway between the two sides. Kula alma v'yachli lebar mamusay in his cunning. Cunningness. The mitzvah shechishav koyam of varamas. Who, since he thinks cunningly, who makes him yadul iskeina? He has his hand on his beard. Umayishach, and he pulls it kadam shemachashav ashenichu kol, like a person who thinks till it becomes bald. Mishnachrina, karsinan hachrasa, hakerta. Mishi yeshlo heker iskeina. She saw it a different shot. A guy that on his beard you can see he ate. That means he ate enough that his beard partook in the meal. So therefore, kula alma shaloi sadu, those who didn't eat, ein yichayim magil l'kaychay. He's re-energized. They won't be able to keep up with him. He just ate. The raya is all over his beard. They didn't eat. Vishnachwina gursa, bulash and karka, lush and a baldness, chani dibring ruach, some words, and chak enkayim, but there's no redeeming value to it. That's my writer. Amar Rav Yaisa, mili ma'aliyah said this, be'der shina lu. However, the good stuff, we do darshan. Isha Taiva, he says, Matana Taiva. A good wife is a good present.
What was he saying? Certain parts you could?
He's saying, the good part, we should darshan. And he tells you now the good parts.
So for a book, you should read, but certain, you take out of it good things.
Well, I don't know if you're allowed to read it to find the bad things. Here, Chazal found them for you and told you what not to read, and then told you what's good. So now you can learn the Sechta Sanhedrin. You don't have to open up the Zira. It's all here. You can learn it all the time. You know, you get schar from Lima Natayra also. The Gemara that says what's not good, it also became Lima Natayra. I once heard of Art. Biskurav had a son who was a little bit not 100%, very big Eloy, but he was like, he was never affected by the war. Rav Chaim, the Ravs, they called him, the Ravs of Chaim. He once said that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Tainus that Epistemus. Sarav is satira. Sarav apostomus is satira. One of the things that happened on Shavas of the Thomas is apostomus burned the Tyra. So what did he want to do? He wanted to get rid of the Tyra. Right? So what did he accomplish? He added four words to Tyra. The person says, Sarav apostomus is satira. He got four words of limud atira thanks to apostomus. So he said, every time you say Sarav apostomus is satira, you get four words of limud atira. Right? So that's, he added to Tyra. Instead of burning Tyra, he added to Tyra. So, the Maitre, the Gemara, brought down the bad part of Ben Sira, became part of Gemara. So now, when you read it in the Gemara, you're learning Gemara. It's higher for Bibra Taira. That's the Gemara Maitre, Isha Taiva, Matana Taiva. A good woman is a good present. The Chayt Yirei Elikim Tinasin. Hashem gives it into the lap of Yirei Shemayim. Meaning, Yirei Shemayim is a Mashal is bothered. What happened to the Gemara of Abba and Yayim Kaidim Yitzira Savlad? Here it seems to say that it's Bechegira Lakim Tinasen, that it has to do with the person's behavior, and there it says that Basplaini Lapoini, that's the Mashal's question, it says multiple answers. I will pick the safest one. Everybody still has, or some people have Shidukim, girls with Shidukim, right, on the market. I don't want to say all the Terutzim in the Mashal, but I will say one of them, and that is that it's going on Zivuk Sheni. Gemara says that on Zivuk Sheni, it goes with his actions, not announced upstairs. So when it says, Bechei Kira Lekim Tinasein, it's talking about a person's Zivuk Sheni, not his Zivuk Rishon. That is the Mashah's final shot, the one that's, you'll take it and go by it.
What
had the first shot?
No, not the first shot, but what is, it's 40 days before, right? What
predestined?
But predestined meaning because of what you.
Well, it's Gabakhira, don't you? Gabakhira, don't you? You whether you're a tzaddik or not, it's not predestined.
What happens
with Zibrik Rishon
that ends up in a divorce?
Zivug Rishon, according to the Mukabalim, doesn't mean what we call Zivug Rishon. Every person has a Zivug Rishon, not necessarily does he get a Zivug Rishon first. Zivug Rishon, the Mukabalim says, the Yavetz brings this in Saita, that Zivug Rishon means the predestined wife is called his Zivug Rishon. It doesn't mean the one he marries first.
Those who
And therefore, a person never knows who his Ziva Grishin is.
What was the purpose of Chazal telling us that?
It answers a lot of questions. It answers why sometimes Shidduchim seem to be, you know, he's one way and she's the other way. It was predestined. I mean, it answers a lot of questions. Yes. Pashtus not, even though by David HaMelech they talk about him having two wives that were Ziva Grishin by him, so I'm not sure. Simply put, a person has one Ziva Grishin. However, by David HaMelech they refer to two of his wives as being Ziva Grishin, Bathsheba and Abigail. So I'm not sure what happened there. So I'm not answering the question. But neither of the two were his first wife. But those are the two that the Sfarim called David HaMelech Ziva Grishin. Mashal has other answers here. Maybe I'll share one more. Which? Right. That's a big chiddush. That's what I didn't want to say. That's the one I didn't want to say. That's saying that a person's Basharit is really not Basharit. What you just did, it just took away the whole Basharit.
It means you can change and make you feel good. That's not
Basharit. Okay. You can look at it two ways. You can say, that means really. A girl can have a Basharit, and the person davened, and she's no longer his Basharit, so she's floating somewhere without a Basharit that you just created with that Mashal.
That means she doesn't get
that might be true.
That means that she can say her Tillim and she'll get her Basharit.
No, she won't get her Basharit, because he might be saying his Tillim, and he might have gotten somebody else. And she'll have to get somebody else. I mean, it becomes very difficult. That's what I've said. That's the one. That's the first teretz in the Mashal.
Doesn't mean they don't get their b'sheret, but the b'sheret is still out there.
It says you change your sherech. That's what he says. Abidei b'kasha serachmim, you can be mishana v'gzeira of bas pleini l'pleini.
The sherech and the b'sheret is the same thing.
B'sheret means it's predestined. That's what the word b'sheret means. And Mashal is saying that can be changed. According to his, by the way, he only says one teretz. I guess other people must say the other teretz that I spoke out. I thought it was the Mashal's teretz also, my mistake. So I'm thinking my advice. Ishura Tsaras Labaila. A woman who has a bad woman is like a tsaras, is a plague to her husband. Maitakante, you got Shanami Besai. The sakana is get rid of her, we srabim mitzirate. Now, the Mepharshim sneak out, it's not so simple. Right? Then Sira says, get rid of her, but what of their children? There's many other factors involved. This is true, the husband and the wife, no children involved, and she's driving him crazy, so get rid of her, she won't drive you crazy. That makes sense. But if there's children involved, the Mepharshim think out, the Eitz is not such a simple Eitz anymore. So Ben Sira's Eitz is in a husband and wife without children. Once there's children, not so much. Isha Yafa, Ashrei Baila. A beautiful lady, lucky is her husband. Vispar Yamim Kfelim, his days of his life will be double. The Farshim speak out, he will not look at other women, therefore won't get the chiyuvim that might cause a shortening of his life. Because if he has his own wife that satisfies his needs, he's not interested in anybody else's, and therefore Vispar Yamim Kfelim.
This should be a priority.
What?
This should be a priority. In my list,
it's definitely one of the priorities, correct. I saw the Ivetz says, I think it's the Ivetz, I don't want to misquote, I think it's the Ivetz, he says that a person who marries a woman for money and he's not beautiful, what happens is he ends up going for others, and whatever he gained by having the money, he will lose by doing the averis that will be caused by the fact that he's not satisfied by his wife. Rashi. We say in Shir Mashminulu Kulama. He got Kohani Isha Taiva, Isha Ra Taras Labaila, Lata Kanti Gesharmi Baila, Kachaloshan Show Saber Ben Sira, Isha Ra Matana Rola Gersina, there's no such Gersa. Kifuayim, May Roiv Hanoa, Rashi says a different shot, Rashi says it's a great pleasure, Chashuvim Kifuayim. In Echos, his enjoyment of his wife will make it as if he lived double. Halim and Inchome Eshus Chain. Keep your eyes away from a woman who finds favor in your eyes, meaning a married lady. You'll be caught in her trap. Meaning basically that Sira is going to spend a little bit of time here warning people The Arayas is like a flame that becomes an inferno. It just spreads so quickly, very hard to control. One should keep the control before it starts. Once it starts, it's a very hard thing to stop. And what seems as a very remote possibility that it'll lead to something bad, once he starts, you never know where he's going to end up. Keep your eyes off a woman who finds favor in your eyes, because you never know what's going to happen if you don't keep your eyes off of her. Do not go to her husband. I think it means don't turn to her husband. To drink with him. Right. Because in the tire means beauty. What?
Yes.
Beauty of a beautiful lady, many have corrupted themselves. And many are the ones that Arias has killed. Meaning it's a very dangerous, slippery slope. Rashi? The Krashi Atat Etubayla Limsuch Imayayim Sheikhar to drink with him. Rabim Hayu Pitsay Reichel. According to Rashi, this is a statement in itself. Peddlers get wounded a lot. They spend time dealing with women because they're selling their goods to women, and many times end up being alone in a room with a woman, and in walks the husband, who gets very infuriated that his wife is alone with a room with a man, but instead of blaming his wife, he takes out his frustrations on the peddler. And the peddler gets, meaning being a peddler, it opens oneself to many wounds, even though he had no bad intentions. But by the nature of his trade, ends up being alone with women, and therefore ends up getting hit over the head by the husband. Rashi. This is the way Rashi learns that. Reminds a different shot. I'm learning Rashi's shot. Many wounds the Reichu gets. Hamachziv Iri goes around the city. And he carries women's takshitim ornaments. The Iskrei Mondi deals with them. His husband finds him with her. Those who lead to erva, kinitzus maver gachelus, is like a spark that lights a coal. Rashi, hanagilum l'dvar erva, niu farein kinitzus maver gachelus, snus, it's like a spark that lights a coal. K'sheviv hamaveris hapecham, like a little spark that lights the whole thing. Kach kol hashalem kol habayilach, it consumes everything. Gachelus ikri pecham is a coal shein a bayir, it doesn't burn. They mean a gacholim imamais, just it generates a lot of heat. One spark lights the coal burns everything down. So also happens by things that lead person to arayas. Ki kaluv maleis, like a coop. What does he turn it like kaluv? Coop full of birds. Keim bateyem malea mirma. So their houses are full of deceit. Now, what is this going on? Rashi doesn't say. Kikalov dirish of Ifus, I would assume it's going to the ones that are margul with Vareva. Does he say in the bottom? What? Rashi doesn't say whether this is a statement in itself or this is a continuation of margul with Vareva. Yeah. So the Ramah says that this is all going back to the peddler. The guy that's a peddler is dealing with little sparks of fire that might turn into a coal, that might make a house full of deceit. This is all a continuation of what happens to the peddler. Al tatzir taras machar. A person should not worry about tomorrow's problems. I did? Okay, I'm sorry. Menah rabim mitaych beisecha. Keep the multitude out of your house. We had it before. Beloy hakol tavi beisecha. Even those you bring to your house, don't bring them too often. Okay, we will stop over here. We'll continue Merchishem tomorrow.